The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Yes, the unmistakable music of Dropkick Murphys. They are going to be playing in Dublin on the 7th of July in the Ivy Gardens. And before they come all the way to Ireland, we have come all the way to Boston. And I am delighted to say that Ken Casey, who is a singer and bassist with Dropkick Murphys, is with us here in our makeshift studio up in the penthouse. Ken, it is an absolute pleasure. How are you?
Welcome to Boston. I'm good. My first time in the penthouse, so
yeah, it's a nice penthouse, beautiful, isn't it? Did you play a bit of pool, did you?
Yeah, I might afterwards.
Yeah, we might have to have a few. Well, do you say frames of pool? Do you say frames of snooker? There are a few racks of pool. Racks. Producer Patter is a sports nut. He would watch two snails race up a wall, so he would know that you play racks of pool. So listen, you're heading to Ireland in July. You looking forward to it?
Yeah, we're doing a 5-week tour that starts in early June and ends at Ivy Gardens. So, yeah, it's exciting.
You've played Ivy Gardens before.
We have. We've done it once, yep. And it was beautiful, beautiful venue. And I had said to you off air, we're playing the next day at the U.S. Ambassador's 4th of July party at the residence in Phoenix Park.
That's some spot.
So we'll get a couple of days in Dublin and might stay and play a little golf afterwards. And, yeah, so it's a good place to end the tour.
Okay, you've got to be very well behaved now at an ambassador's.
Concert, she knows as well. The ambassador's from Brockton, Mass. So she's not exactly a fancy gal herself.
So this
she knew what she was in for inviting us.
A full on gig, will it?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, I mean, you know, when we play a gig like that, we have certain songs that we don't play. You know, just I think over a 28-year career, we've wrote enough songs that you know you. We can squeeze out an hour of stuff that's not going to scare anyone. Unless we want to scare them, you know.
So you've just finished a nationwide tour here, is that right?
Yeah, a few weeks ago. We started a tour in February that ended in Boston. We kind of do a homestand in Boston every year ending to coincide with the St. Patrick's Day parade here. And so we did 4 nights in Boston to end, which is always a great way to end. And you know, all your family and friends. You know, that's the downside of being in a touring band. A lot of times you miss a lot during the year, weddings, family events, functions and stuff. And then you come home for, you know, 4 nights in your hometown and you see everyone in your life at once.
Yeah.
Which is, it's a little full on. It's like, I think most bands that talk about playing their hometown say they love it and they hate it because it's a lot of moving parts, trying to, you know, get parking spots for your family and, you know, running around like crazy. But at the same time, you get to catch up with everyone in your life. So
yeah,
it's a cool way to end the tour for us every year.
And do you still enjoy on the road, spending time on the tour bus?
Yeah, we all get along great. It's like a very, all our employees have worked for us, many of them for 15 years plus. And it's a good environment. I mean, clearly, you know, the time on stage is what makes it all worthwhile. The travel can get a little old, but like I said, we all get along great. So it's a good family vibe. It's kind of like there's a lot of band members, there's 7 band members, and there's I think the age gap is like a total of maybe 14 years from oldest to youngest. So it's kind of like a big brother, little brother vibe. And but everyone, you know, you really do. We've been going 28 years, and if you're going to successfully, with any amount of sanity, be a band for that long with the amount of time you spend together, you really got to put treating each other with kind of kindness and respect above all. Because I've seen a lot of bands do it, and it's almost like they're miserable during their time doing it. And we've just always had the attitude of, you know, being in a band isn't worth being miserable for. So we've always prioritized just making it, you know, making it fun, making it, you know, it's your life. So you can't treat it like work. And now I'll go back to my regular life when I get home, because it's almost like half your life. We spend about 6 months a year on the road. Arguably spend more time with each other than we do with our own families, which at times, you know, is not great.
Yeah.
But you do definitely want to try to make it the best it can be.
How would you compare being on the road now to being on the road 28 years ago?
Oh, man. you know, as lucky as we've had to have success in music because the odds are slim. I'd say if offered the opportunity to do it all over again, I'd say no way.
No, just really.
And I only say that because thinking back about those days of, you know, in a van driving just all night, driving through the night, and just it was some. The one thing I've saved from 28 years is all the band's tour laminates, and they all have the dates on it. And sometimes I look at the amount of travel, and I just feel like I'm starting to sweat, you know? Just
yeah.
It's a lot of miles logged in America and all over Europe and all over the world. And, you know, I say I wouldn't do it again, but, I mean, I probably would, you know?
Yeah.
But, I mean, we just logged a lot of miles. And obviously the travel back then, you know, we're sleeping on people's floors. And really what
and hard living probably, what, you know,
well, you know, actually, ironically, what a lot of people don't know about the band is most of us, the core members and some additional ones now, we're all like sobered up even before the band started. And so we're actually not living all
so
that
you,
hard, you know.
You were looking for golf courses even back then.
Even back then, yeah. But having said that, you know, we were really investing in ourselves. Like, we never took what a band would call tour support from their record label, so that before they could afford it, they'd be getting a tour bus. So before they were making any royalties, they'd be borrowing from the record company, which makes them, you know, basically indebted to them for life. And we lived by our means at every level, and still do, to the point where, you know, we weren't indebted to someone, and we got used to, you know, living in you know, with seven guys sharing a hotel room or sleeping on people's floors. And it really put us in a position that when it came time to have families and stuff a little older, we had got over the hump by that point, and it became a business that we could provide for our families with too, you know. So
you've got this gig happening then, as I said, on July 7th, and I should have said ticketmaster.ie if you want to get tickets. Dropkick Murphys live at the Ivy Gardens. The St. Patrick's Day or thereabouts gig in Boston, that is the big homecoming gig, as you say, with all the family and friends and everybody turning out. It sounds a bit like, you know, midnight mass at Christmas when you turn up and you kind of see people you haven't since midnight mass the previous year. What's it like going to Ireland as well?
Ireland's been great for us. We've been going to Ireland since 98. And, you know, the way we came up in each country really was, it wasn't like we were going in the beginning days, going to Ireland and get your tickets at Ticketmaster and booked by Live Nation. It was, you know, it was the other bands that we were friends with and the local independent promoter. And what's amazing in all these places, and especially Ireland, is those people who used to book us and were the bands that used to open for us and things like that, they're all still coming as friends now, you know, like even though it's moved on to bigger venues and stuff, we've always maintained those connections with the roots and stuff and the people we met along the way up. And, you know, it's good. I mean, the band definitely has, you know, family connections, people in Ireland that come, and we felt at home there. We've really usually kind of played Dublin, and then the next time we'll come back and do Cork and Belfast and just kind of give a little space. We've never played in the West at all. But generally for us, you know, like I said, it's a large band and a large crew, so we have to kind of keep it to more of the major cities and try to keep it tight and get home quick, you know, so.
Well, listen, we wish you well with both of the gigs, the public gig, as it were, on July the 7th in the Ivy Gardens in Dublin, ticketmaster.ie if you want to get tickets to that. And then Dropkick Murphys, as Ken says, the next day are going to be up in the Phoenix Park. There's not public tickets available for that, though, that happening in the US Ambassador's residence there. Ken Casey, who's a singer and bassist with Dropkick Murphys. Ken, listen, it's been a pleasure. Thanks a million.
Thanks for having me on. Appreciate it.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.